Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard recently that hearing aids are going to soon be available over the counter. Will this be a big disruptor to the hearing industry? Our next guest says yes, but he also adds that much confusion could also result, and he says there are other big changes coming to that industry that have not been given much press yet. Michael Arndt is owner of Digital Hearing Outlet, based in Lexington, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Mike, welcome.
Great to be here.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company and how you got into the business.
I started a quarter century ago with a lab in San Diego, and within a week, Chuck Norris came in to get hearing aids into the lab, and I thought, well, this is a pretty cool field. Over the next 15 years, I became a national hearing expert for that lab and was lucky enough to work with many of my sports heroes and music heroes to help solve hearing problems. 10 years ago, my wife decided that I was gone too much, and we opened a practice in Nashville and became one of the boutique hearing centers dealing with folks in the music industry. But our grandkids lived here in Lexington, and our daughter's a special ed teacher at Seven Oaks. Our family called us here. So we've been here 2 years now and have expanded our practice up to Spartanburg. We serve people up in the Blythewood area as well as Lexington.
And talk about what I mentioned in the introduction. Hearing aids will soon be available over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that going to do to your business?
Well, there are plenty in our field who feel the sky is falling. I'm quite the opposite. And I think OTC will only enhance the number of options for people to help their hearing. But it's going to come with a requirement on the part of the buyer to beware and to be certain that what they're buying is going to be properly tuned and fit for them. As an example, we saw a patient yesterday, and the patient had been told by an online company that their hearing in their left ear was not worth helping with a hearing aid. And in 25 minutes, we had them hearing perfectly well out of that ear. And so it's very important to get a proper hearing test and proper advice. And then for purchasing the instruments, if there's an over-the-counter instrument that's suitable for your hearing loss, we're going to tell our patients about it. But with the internet, we're seeing a big increase in people who are buying inappropriate hearing aids, and I think over-the-counter is going to create even more confusion.
Is it a good idea for someone to go to their doctor first to have the ears checked to see if maybe it's just some wax buildup?
Well, and in fact, in our clinic, our sign out on Sunset Boulevard says, we remove earwax, and that for folks that can be an issue, and doctors are certainly qualified to check that. Any hearing specialist or audiologist can as well.
What are some other big changes coming to the hearing industry?
We're entering an era, a voice first, where everything down to our toaster is going to start talking to us. And it's a very exciting time. It's going to help people to simply speak a command instead of pushing buttons and have things happen. But for the hearing impaired, that's going to push them out even more. And so a gentleman out in California, Larry Guterman, who's a Hollywood director, created a thing called Sonic Cloud. And my jaw dropped when I saw this. You can take your smartphone and give yourself a hearing screening in your couch that's as accurate as any audiologist can give you in their office. It's amazing. And then you can punch a button and program your phone to be a hearing aid for you, to give you a prescription for all your calls, and then transfer it to a Mac computer and listen to music or Netflix or whatever, all corrected for your hearing. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow other companies that make other devices to take that technology and put it right in there. So if somebody hasn't gotten hearing aids or isn't wearing their hearing aids right then, the device itself can communicate to them in a corrected prescription. And so for the Alexas and things like that, it's very exciting to know that they'll all be hearing aids.
Okay, so it sounds like another possible issue for your business. I mean, this could be making hearing aid specialists and salespeople obsolete?
I feel quite the opposite. There's 28 million people in America with hearing loss. Only 20% of them have ever corrected their hearing with hearing aids. We need that other 80% to know during their day what normal's like. They've gone so long without hearing that they've forgotten what normal is. And so all these devices are going to remind them how clear they can hear. And I feel for the rest of their life, when they're not using a device, a hearing aid will be appropriate. They're going to get continuously more affordable, and that's a benefit for all of us.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you.
Michael Art is owner of Digital Hearing Outlet based in Lexington, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.